شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت فاؤنڈر آف دعوت اسلامی علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس عطار قادری رضوی ضیائی دامت برکاتہم العالی has mentioned the virtues of sending salatu ala nabi in wasail bakhshish. His magnificent madani collection of naat, manqabat and munajat. He writes that Allah's beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, anyone who sends salat upon me 3 times in the day and 3 times in the night out of love and devotion for me, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive the sins he has committed during that day and that night. Dear Islamic brothers, the books of history and biographies of the blessed saints reveal that the incidents of many blessed saints which took place before they were bestowed with great religious statuses have been mentioned in various books to teach people a lesson and pass on advice. Even the remembrance of these blessed saints is considered to be a great opportunity. The incidents are mentioned so that people learn a lesson from them and start making efforts for a better afterlife. The great religious personalities like Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, Sayyidina Bishr Hafi, Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayyad, Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar radiallahu ta'ala anhum are also among those blessed saints. Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali has mentioned the parable of Madani revolution in the life of Sayyidina Bilal bin Dinar in his booklet Nek Banne Ka Nuskha. Sheikh Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi was requested to relate the reason of his transformation. He replied, I was a policeman completely sunk in the ocean of sins and consumed excessive alcohol. I had a child whom I loved deeply, but she passed away while she was only 2 years old. I was stricken with inconsolable grief that made me ignore the Isha Salah even in the night of the 15th of Sha'ban, Shab-e-Barat, that year. I drank wine excessively and fell asleep in that drunken state. I soon started dreaming. It appeared to be the day of judgment, and the dead were resurrected from their graves and gathered. Meanwhile, I felt some strange movement behind me. As I turned around, I saw a giant snake with its mouth open, almost ready to attack me. I ran away frightfully, but the snake started following me. I saw a weak old man with a luminous face. I begged him for help, but he replied, I am too weak to help you. I again started running blindly, but the snake followed me continuously. I climbed a hill. There was a huge fire blazing on the other side of the hill, and many people were burning in it. I was about to fall in it when a voice was heard, move back, you are not for this fire. I pulled myself back and started running in the opposite direction, while the snake still chased after me. I again met the same weak old man who wept while saying, regretfully, I am too weak to help you. Look over that round mountain where the Muslims' deposits are kept. Go there, inshallah azza wa jal, you will attain absolution if you have any deposit over there. I reached the round mountain that had windows decorated with silk curtains and doors made of gold and decorated with pearls. I pulled myself back and started running in the opposite direction while the snake still chased after me. I again met the same weak old man who wept while saying, regretfully, I am too weak to help you. Look over that round mountain where the Muslims' deposits are kept. Go there, inshallah azza wa jal, you will attain absolution if you also have any deposit over there. I reached the round mountain that had windows decorated with silk curtains and doors made of gold and decorated with pearls. The angels announced, remove the curtains and open the doors. This distressed person might have some deposit here which could save him from the snake. The windows opened and many luminous faces of children appeared. I could see my 2-year-old deceased daughter amongst them. She cried out upon seeing me, by Allah Azza wa Jal, he is my father. She jumped out and held my right hand in her left. The giant snake then slithered away upon seeing this, and I heaved a sigh of relief. She sat on my lap and recited the following part of the 16th verse of Surah Al-Hadid, chapter 27, while gently rubbing my beard with her right hand. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Has not the time arrived for the believers that their hearts should lean for the remembrance of Allah and for the truth which has come down? Hearing this blessed verse from my daughter, I burst into tears. I asked her about the giant snake. She replied, "Those were your bad deeds, and you are increasing them continuously. Your bad deeds represented by the giant snake are eager to take you into the hellfire." I asked about the weak old man. She said, "Those were your virtuous deeds. Since you carry out virtuous deeds rarely, they are too weak to overpower your bad deeds." I asked, "What do you do on this mountain?" She replied, "The deceased children of the Muslims live here and wait for the Day of Judgment. We are waiting here for our parents so that we may intercede on their behalf when they arrive." Then I suddenly awoke, feeling anxious. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. I repented of my sins from the bottom of my heart. Dear Islamic brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has created every human being with a good nature and blessed him with a rightly guided heart. But the way he is brought up by his parents, the company of his teachers and that of the society makes his character either good or bad. At present, the company of good people can rarely be found, whereas those of bad people is becoming common. For this very reason, people are involved in various sins and negligent in practicing the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah. However, it has been observed on numerous occasions that these same people repent of their sins and make efforts for a better afterlife when a pious person wakes them up to the truth and makes them aware of the purpose of life. In this age of turmoil, people have begun to love the world. They have become negligent in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are inclined towards fashion. They have considered it the purpose of life to gain worldly benefits, and they are spending their lives merely to acquire them. In these adverse circumstances, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, Amira Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, formed the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global, non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah, to call people towards righteousness following the footsteps of the blessed saints. Dawat-e-Islami has established different departments that are working worldwide day and night in accordance with the teachings of Amir Ahli Sunnat to reform the Muslims and for the betterment of mankind. The heartfelt speeches of Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, and his Sunnah-inspired writings that bring about a Madani revolution in the people's hearts have enlightened the lives of heretics and sinful people. Sincere efforts made by Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, to reform people have brought Madani revolution in the lives of millions of Muslims. They repented of their sins, committing murders, theft, robbery, started offering salah regularly and became practicing Muslims. Madani parables of such fortunate Islamic brothers who were previously negligent but became enthusiastic about practicing Islam, or those former non-Muslims who embraced Islam, or a person who is blessed with death in the state of Iman by the blessings of the Madani inner environment of Dawat-e-Islami, are sent in writing Madani parables of such fortunate Islamic brothers who were previously negligent but became enthusiastic about practicing Islam, or those former non-Muslims who embrace Islam, or a person who is blessed with death in the state of Iman by the blessings of the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, are sent in writing to Alami Madani Markaz, Fizan-e Madina, where the department Amir Ahli Sunnat, which was formed, analyzed them, and these parables are then published under various topics after necessary amendments so that others may also be motivated to change, refrain from sins, and strive for a better afterlife. To date, Madani parables of countless Islamic brothers have been published and publicized, and many are in the editing phase. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, youth are embracing this Madani revolution in their lives by the blessings of such Madani parables. It was mentioned in many Madani parables received that people embraced the Madani revolution, repented of their sins, and became associated with the Sunnah-inspiring Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami by reading or listening to a Madani parable or watching the Islamic brothers telling theirs on Madani channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, In this way, Madani parables are also a cause for other Madani parables. The following is an edited account of an Islamic brother, Jangir Attari, a recent convert to Islam, who was formerly a fire worshipper belonging to Bombay, a famous city of Hind. He says, "I was a fire worshipper before embracing Islam. I was lost in the darkness of kufr and shirk. I did not believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, the only one worthy of worship, and I was indulged in nonsensical traditions of non-Muslims and fire worshippers. The primary purpose of my life was to fulfill my evil desires, since I was devoid of the priceless blessings of Iman. Like countless other young people, I was crazy about becoming a famous movie actor. So I worked in a film industry as an actor to achieve my ambition. I felt no shame in meeting women, talking to them, spending my time with them and committing indecent activities. I would remain busy in obtaining worldly benefits and satisfying the nafs through worldly pleasures. Finally, I began to become famous in the film industry as a renowned actor. Two films were about to be released and I had signed several other films, but in reality I was being deceived by Satan. Although saving a wilted flower by watering it or relighting an extinguished lamp is praiseworthy, but creating a complete new garden and illuminating the darkness deserves more praise. Reflecting this, my dark heart holding corrupt beliefs became illuminated by the light of Islam and the blessings of Iman. It so happened that my mother used to watch Madani channel, but I would change the channel and time passed by. The fortune smiled upon me one day when I thought, what do these people say? What are their beliefs? So one day I started watching Madani channel. This channel was completely different from all other channels. The Mubaligh of Dawat-e-Islami, who was presenting the program on Madani channel, had adorned his head with a green turban, kept his gaze lowered and was delivering a heart-touching speech on the topic of reforming the character. I had seen many Muslims before, but this Muslim, I attentively listened to him and then I started watching Madani channel regularly. The devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who appeared on Madani channel and portrayed the true teachings of Islam, especially the blessed appearance of Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, and his sweet words brought me closer to Islam. I enjoyed internal peace and tranquility when I watched Dawat-e-Islami's Madani channel. In this way, my dark heart holding corrupt beliefs gradually became illuminated, and the light of Iman illuminated my spiritual self. I recognized that Islam is the only true religion, and I could differentiate between the correct and erroneous beliefs. Therefore, I decided to embrace Islam. For this purpose, I made a phone call to a responsible Islamic brother of Dawat-e-Islami. By using the phone number mentioned at the back of a booklet published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, I expressed my desire to embrace Islam. So the Islamic brother immediately made me recite the Kalima Tayyiba and brought me into the fold of Islam. My household also embraced Islam. The responsible Islamic brothers of Dawat-e-Islami contacted me when I became a Muslim and welcomed me to join the Madani environment. Neither is it easy for a person who is brought up in a non-Muslim family to embrace Islam, nor is it possible to hide it. It caused uproar in my family when they discovered that I had embraced Islam and they began to torture me. However, I remained steadfast in my Islamic beliefs and did not deviate from the straight path, as Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, I had already recognized that Islam is the only true religion and was impressed by its teachings. I worked in the film industry to attain a livelihood and it was my only source of income. I intended to abandon the sinful profession after embracing Islam, but did not succeed, as my nafs and Satan frightened me. I worked in the film industry to attain a livelihood and it was my only source of income. I intended to abandon this sinful profession after embracing Islam, but did not succeed, as my nafs and Satan frightened me of unemployment and starvation. Time passed by and eventually I attained salvation from the sinful profession due to the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It so happened that the Madani revolution that occurred in the life of a former singer and present Naat Khan, Junaid Sheikh At-Tari, whose Madani parable has been mentioned by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, in his booklet Qabar Ki Pehli Raat, was being discussed when I tuned into Madani channel one day. I was motivated and encouraged by observing his tremendous modesty and sunnah complying appearance. I started thinking, if he can abandon singing for the betterment of his afterlife, why can't I abandon acting? He has adorned his head with the turban, grown a beard, and began practicing the sunnahs after abandoning the previous sinful activities. Our past life is quite similar. If he can abandon his sinful life and start performing virtuous deeds, then why can't I follow the path of the sunnah? Allah Azza wa Jal has helped him, so I should also rely on Allah Azza wa Jal and expect His mercy, as He is my Rabb Azza wa Jal as well. Therefore, I made a firm intention of leaving the film industry and following Islamic teachings after listening to his Madani parable. I then took practical steps to fulfill this virtuous ambition. It is rightly said that fortune favors the bold. Reflecting this proverb, times of hardships gradually ended and all challenges were overcome. I completely abandoned the sinful activities by the blessings and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and started spending time in the blessed company of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are practicing Muslims and associated with Dawat-e-Islami. I was also blessed with a good source of livelihood. Soon I joined the Madani environment. I adorned my head with a green turban, started growing a beard, and wrapped the Madani shawl over my turban along with white sunnah-inspiring attire. As I spent more time in the Madani environment, my Islamic knowledge increased. I carried out more virtuous deeds wholeheartedly and traveled regularly with the Madani kafilas with enthusiasm for learning and teaching the sunnahs and conveying the message of Islam. I also became a murid of Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, in order to attain blessings of the blessed saints and save myself from satanic deceptions. Achieving the Madani aim set by Amir Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. This became the sole purpose of my life. I politely request all those people who think it impossible to reform themselves to get rid of such thoughts. You just make attempts to reform, attend the sunnah-inspiring ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami regularly, and watch Madani channel at home. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, you will observe a positive change in your own self. Start performing virtuous deeds and refrain from evil ones. Dear Islamic brothers, the Madani parable of Junaid Sheikh At-Tari has played a vital role along with the Madani channel in persuading Jahangir At-Tari into embracing Islam and bringing the Madani revolution in his life practically. By the blessing of his Madani parable, this recent revert to Islam suppressed his desire to become a movie actor, and he became eager to spend his life in accordance with the sunnah and call people around the globe towards righteousness. In this way, he not only embraced Islam but also became a practicing Muslim. This clearly demonstrates the significance of printing, publishing, and broadcasting the Madani parables on Madani channel. Everyone is reluctant and feels nervous at doing something for the first time, but he becomes encouraged when he observes others performing it. Therefore, Islamic brothers associated with the Madani environment should send their Madani parables in written form on the provided address, so that through these Madani pearls, the sinners and transgressors are encouraged to follow the Islamic teachings and sunnahs of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the practicing devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become more enthusiastic in performing virtuous deeds. Those Islamic brothers are extremely fortunate whose Madani parables bring reform in the life of others. You also show the courage of your convictions, resist the satanic attacks, and send us the Madani parable of your life in written form, so that your parable may also be published in a booklet. Dear Islamic brothers, keep in mind that a Madani parable is not only related to Madani revolution i.e. abandoning the sinful life and spending one's life in accordance with the sunnah. In fact, faith refreshing parables, blessings of Tawizat al-Tariya, parables of persons cured miraculously, or the ending of difficulties by the blessings of the Madini Qafila, or blessings of Madini Channel and weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima'. To sum up, every Madini parable that illustrates the high status of Dawat Islami in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and illustrates the significance and benefits of Madini environment is considered as a Madini parable. Here is a summarized account of an Islamic sister. She says, there is great significance in Islamic Sharia of observing parda for Islamic sisters, and we have been strictly ordered to obey this commandment, but regretfully, I was negligent in carrying out this Islamic commandment and did not keep myself covered in accordance with the Sharia. Moreover, I watch films and dramas habitually. I found the Madani cure of the disease of sins from Madani Channel. One day, when I turned into Madani Channel, a Madani parable of a former non-Muslim actor who has embraced Islam was being broadcasted. The fortunate revert to Islam was himself telling his Madani parable and declaring that Islam is the only true religion. This Madani parable of embracing Islam has such a significant effect on my life that I also embraced the Madani revolution, became enthusiastic in following the Islamic teachings, and made up my mind to do shar'i parda and refrain from sinful activities. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. By the blessings of this Madani parable broadcasted on Madani Channel, I began doing shar'i parda. I stopped watching films and dramas and started spending my life in accordance with the Islamic teachings. Now we only watch Madani Channel at home and learn from the Madani Mazakire of Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah and other Sunnah inspiring programs imparting religious knowledge that are broadcasted on this channel. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal. Ever since I started watching Madani Channel, my religious knowledge has begun to increase and I am becoming a better practicing Muslim day by day. Dear Islamic brothers, did you realize one Madani parable is causing another Madani parable and people are abandoning sinful activities? It is indeed strictly necessary for Islamic sisters to remain in parda, as it is the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, stated in verse 33, chapter 22 of Surah Al-Ahzab. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And remain in your houses, and be not unveiled like that of the unveiling of the former days of ignorance. Allama Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Naeem ad-Din Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Ta'ala alayhi has stated in explanation of this verse that the times of ignorance refers to the pre-Islamic era. At that time, women would strut around revealing their beauty and prettiness, i.e. their adornments and attractive physical appearance, for example their chest, to get the men's attention. They used to wear such clothing that would not cover their body parts efficiently. Dear Islamic brothers, Dawat-e-Islami, the global and non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah, has used different means of communication to achieve the great Madani aim of illuminating the hearts of Muslims with the love of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. Stepping into the field of electronic media, Dawat-e-Islami has launched the Madani Channel that broadcasts programs without any musical, useless and immodest content. It has played a significant role in promoting the teachings of the Sunnah worldwide. Different faith-refreshing programs are broadcasted on Madani Channel attempting to reform the people. Islamic brothers present their Madani parables themselves on Madani Channel so that viewers learn a lesson from them, get associated with the blessed Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami like them, and make efforts for the betterment of their afterlife. Islamic brothers present their Madani parables themselves on Madani Channel so that viewers learn a lesson from them, get associated with the blessed Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami like them, and make efforts for the betterment of their akhirah Islamic Buddhas present the Madani parables themselves on Madani channel, so that viewers learn a lesson from them, get associated with the blessed Madani environment of Dawat Islami like them, and make efforts for the betterment of their afterlife by offering salah regularly and spending their lives in accordance with the sunnah. A website of Madani parables has been designed with the noble intention of calling people towards righteousness through these Madani parables. Dear Islamic brothers, it will be extremely beneficial for you to visit this website. It will be extremely beneficial for you to visit this website to gain Madani pearls. Its address is madanibahare.dawateislami.net. You will find detailed information regarding Madani parables on this website. Here is a brief introduction to this website. As you visit the website, you will see beautiful banners of Madani parables that contain the names of booklets of Madani parables of various topics and other useful information. Moreover, there is a media gallery where you can not only listen to parables but also watch the Madani revolution in the life of the parable narrating person. You will observe how the modern youth have started practicing sunnah in their lives by the virtue of a Waliye Kamil, Amir Ahli Sunnah. Besides these, you can see Madani parables of reverts to Islam, Madani parables of ulama, scholars of Dawat-e-Islami, worldwide efforts of Dawat-e-Islami, and Madani parables of the members of Majlis-e-Shura that are the essence of this website. Moreover, there is a folder named book on this website that contains many booklets in various topics of Madani parables published by Maktabatul Madina, which you cannot only read online but even download them. It also contains an important folder named Introduction that contains Madani pearls of caution required whilst writing Madani parables and the intentions and significance of these writings. By the blessings of these Madani pearls, you can get rid of any negative thought that strikes you regarding Madani parables. There is also a folder named Service on this website that not only contains forms for initiation into the Qadiriyya Attariyya Tariqah, but also provides a method to becoming Qadiri, Rizavi and Attari through email and SMS services. There are forms of Madani parables as well, and information has been provided of the option of emailing the Madani parable. Kindly write us any Madani parable that you have witnessed in your life by the blessing of Dawat-e-Islami with good intentions and care that has been mentioned on the Madani parables website. It is possible that your Madani parable brings a Madani revolution in someone's life, as he will receive blessings in this way. You also can earn great reward. Dear Islamic brothers, every job is carried out for a particular purpose. What are the purposes of publishing Madani parables of various topics as a booklet after the necessary editing is performed by the Department Amir Ahli Sunnat of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, a great majlis of Dawat-e-Islami dedicated to spread Islamic knowledge? What are its religious and worldly benefits? The following are answers to such questions so that people keep these purposes in mind while reading Madani parables and succeed in obtaining the immense benefits. Question: what is the purpose of publicizing Madani parables? Answer: it is an obvious fact that the real significance of anything is recognized when its present condition is analyzed, considering its basis and past condition. Baked bread apparently seems to be insignificant, but we recognize its real significance by observing all the processes of obtaining wheat grains from wheat ears, grinding them to produce flour, purchasing the flour from the retailer, preparing dough and finally baking it. Similarly, biographers have written the life histories in great detail of those people who were indulged in various sins before repenting but then became active in practicing the sunnahs and started calling people towards righteousness. The biographers have mentioned such details so that the real significance of the Madani revolution that came about in those people's lives is recognized, and people also recognize the importance of divine guidance and they become aware of the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal showers His mercy and forgives countless sins. The purpose of Madani Parables is not to publicize a person's sins, but to encourage other Muslims to spend their lives in accordance with the Sunnah by mentioning the Madani revolution that changed those people's lives, so that others may stop committing sins and embrace the Madani environment. Moreover, even those people try to reform who consider it impossible to become a righteous person. Question: in the end of the Madani Parables booklet, people are persuaded into writing Madani Parables. So what care should be taken whilst writing them? Answer: it is an important act to write Madani Parables and get them written. Therefore, it is strictly necessary to take precautions of many things. Otherwise, there lies a great possibility of committing sins and telling lies out of carelessness. It is strictly necessary to refrain from the following whilst writing a Madani parable. 1. To express your previous sins exaggeratedly. 2. To backbite about any particular person like the mother, father, brother or sister. 3. To express any of your bad habits in an indelicate manner. 4. To make false accusations against somebody. 5. To mention your family problems unnecessarily. 6. To mention anything that is unnecessary. The aforementioned acts are neither required, nor can a person acquire anything through them. Moreover, they have nothing to do with the purpose of publicizing Madani parables. Therefore, it is strictly necessary to refrain from the aforementioned acts. Likewise, take care of some matters whilst writing about the Madani revolution in your own life. For example, do not express your good deeds exaggeratedly. Refrain from making yourself appear superior to someone else and do not praise your own self. Do not give yourself credit for the positive change in your life. Instead, consider it as a help of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even after great achievements and making enormous religious efforts, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for the acceptance of these virtuous deeds, fearing Him and His secrets, plans, and be humble in all circumstances. While mentioning your high status, Islamic post or responsibility, or any blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, make an intention of expressing Allah's blessings so that you remain safe from the harmful effects of pretentiousness and love for status. Write and submit your Madani parable with good intentions whilst keeping in mind the Madani aim of Dawat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world and earn reward of both the worlds. Question: what intentions should a person make whilst telling or writing the Madani parables? Answer: a person can earn great reward by making the following intentions while writing a Madani parable. 1. Madani parables are a means of calling towards righteousness. Therefore, I will call people towards righteousness through my Madani parable. 2. My Madani parable will persuade others into reforming themselves. I will publicize the blessings of the Madani environment, which is one of the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. 4. I will mention my good deeds just to express Allah's blessings, refraining from the love of honor and popularity. 5. I will mention the harmful effects of sins to save Muslims from sinful activities. 6. People will be encouraged to partake in Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami. For example, Madani Channel, Madani Muzakira, Dars of Fizan-e-Sunnat, Sunnah-inspiring reformative speeches, etc. through my Madani parable. 7. I will try to persuade people into attending Sunnah-inspiring ijtima, travel with Madani Qafila, and act upon the Madani in'amat. 8. I will refrain from committing backbiting of other Muslims whilst telling my Madani parable. 9. I will refrain from adding useless sentences and lengthening the parable unnecessarily. 10. I will refrain from false exaggeration. 11. I will not mention anything that brings disgrace to the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. 12. I will not publicize others' faults. Question. If any Islamic brother is unable to write the Madani parable himself, can he ask any other Islamic brother to write it? Answer. There isn't any issue in asking another Islamic brother to write the Madani parable if a person cannot write it himself. Question. Is it also a form of calling towards righteousness to persuade people to write Madani parables? Answer. Yes, by making an Islamic brother who embraces the Madani environment publicize his Madani revolution, Muslims who do not follow the Islamic teachings and lack good deeds will be persuaded into following Islamic teachings. This is certainly a form of calling towards righteousness. Question. What intention should a person make while persuading others into writing Madani parables? Answer. A person should make the intention while persuading those Islamic brothers who have recently embraced the Madani environment into writing a Madani parable, that it is quite certain that this Islamic brother's Madani parable will bring a Madani revolution in someone's life. Sinful people might repent of their sins and start spending their lives in accordance with the Sunnah. In this way, it may become a Sadqa Jariya for me. Question. Did the blessed saints tell people about their incidents? Answer. Yes, some blessed saints have told people the incidents of their lives so that people could learn a lesson from them. The biographers have mentioned these incidents in their books so that the future generations may benefit from them to discover the purpose of their worldly life. 22 Madani Pearls of Majlis Madani Bahare. It is a saying of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, that 99.99% of Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami are made possible by giving individual Islamic counseling. Madani Pearl number 1. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, i.e. a Muslim's intention is better than his actions. Therefore, every responsible Islamic brother of Majlis Madani Bahare should keep on making the following intention by acting upon Madani In'am number 1 of the 72 Madani In'amat gifted to us by Amir Ahli Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, to please Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam, that I will carry out the Madani activities of Majlis Madani Bahare, a department of Dawat-e-Islami, according to the procedures of Madani Markaz. Number 2. It is the responsibility of Majlis Madani Bahare to write or get written, collect and deliver to Madani Markaz, according to its established procedures, the Madani parables of every associated and responsible Islamic brother of Dawat-e-Islami, from Zaili Halka to Shura, different departments of the Zaili Majalis, teachers, heads and students of Jamiat, Madaris and Darul Madina, Waqf Muballighin, Madani staff, etc., who have been influenced by the Madani environment and embraced it, as well as other faith-refreshing parables and blessings of the Madani activities. Number 3. All the responsible Islamic brothers of Majlis Madani Bahare should learn the Islamic teachings regarding bribery, relationships, rights of Muslims, and mudahanat, i.e. not stopping an impermissible and a sinful act after observing it, despite having the power to do so, and acting lazily and cowardly in helping and supporting a religious matter, or remaining silent or not taking reasonable steps in a religious matter because of any worldly benefit. Studying the books and booklets of Maktabatul Madina is beneficial for this purpose. Madani Parable number 4. Every Kabina Zimadar should get at least 1200 Madani Parable forms printed from Maktabatul Madina for every Kabina, with the contribution of generous Islamic brothers and the consent of Nigrani Kabina. Kabina level responsible Islamic brothers should provide Madani parable forms in every city, especially at Madani Markaz, Fizana Madina, Madani Tarbiyat Ga, Madrasatul Madina, Jami'atul Madina, weekly Ijtima'at, stores of Ta'weezati At-Tariya, etc. They should also receive feedback regularly so that more forms can be provided before all are used up. The filled-in forms should be collected afterwards. All the responsible Islamic Brothers of Majlis Madani Bahare are also responsible for making efforts, especially for the distribution or selling of Madani booklets of Madani Parables. Madani Pearl Number 5. Make sure, whilst collecting the Madani Parable forms, that the personal information, i.e. the contact number, address, etc., is mentioned completely. Have it completed instantly, in case it remains incomplete. If a Madani Parable form is unavailable at any specific place, then get the Madani Parable written on a plain paper according to the established procedure by Madani Markaz and submit it. Number 6. Have the banners of Majlis Madani Bahare printed and display them at a noticeable place in the Ijtima'at, weekly Tarbiyati Ijtima, Gamkhari Ijtima, Madani Mazakira Ijtima and Sahri Ijtima, and Madani Mashwari after seeking Shari'i guidance. The following sentences should be printed on the banner: Majlis Madani Bahare, Madani Parable form is available. Fill in the form and submit it here. At least one responsible Islamic brother should be present there at the place where the banner is displayed to distribute and collect the Madani Parable forms. Madani Pearl Number 7. Get the Madani Parable form filled in according to the Madani Pearls mentioned on the form in Madani Mashwari, Tarbiyati Ijtima'at, different courses of Islamic Brothers and Islamic Sisters, and by the Islamic Brothers who travel with Madani Kafile. Make it necessary for the Islamic Brothers of Madani Inamat and Madani Kafila course, Madani Tarbiyati course and Madani Tarbiyat Ga to practice how to get the Madani Parable form filled in by the people, and make this practice a part of their training. Moreover, make them write Madani Parables directly. Make this Madani activity a part of Tarbiyati Ijtima'at and content of different courses with the support of Majlis, Madani courses or Nigrani Kabina. Number 8. When Madani Kafile set off from the place of Madani Tarbiyat Gah or weekly Ijtima, Madani Parable forms should be distributed after persuading Islamic Brothers into getting them filled in by the people, and the forms should be collected when they return. The responsible Islamic Brothers should keep the Madani Parable forms with them whilst travelling with the Madani Kafila or attending a Madani Mashwara. In short, they should tell, and as soon as they get a chance, they should read aloud the benefits of Madani Parables to the people and read out Madani Pearls to them of writing a Madani Parable and make them write it. Number 9. It is the responsibility of Majlis Madani Inamat, working under the supervision of Majlis Ijtima'i Itikaf, to distribute Madani Parable forms during Itikaf of the entire month, or 10 days organized in the Madani environment of Dawat-e Islami. And it is the responsibility of the Majlis Madani Bahare to provide the aforementioned Majlis with Madani Parable forms and to receive feedback on a regular basis. Madani Pearl Number 10. Division level responsible Islamic Brothers of Madani Inamat and responsible Islamic Brothers of Madani Parables should be present in Madani Tarbiyat Gah formed at division level, in Ijtima'at held at Kabina or national level, and Kabina level responsible Islamic Brothers of Madani Parables should be present in the Madani Kafila Maktab formed at Kabina level. Number 11. It is stated in a blessed hadith, give one another presents, love for one another will increase. Having the intention of acting upon this hadith, the responsible Islamic Brothers should personally, as much as possible, and with the contribution of generous people, keep on distributing the books of Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir Ahli Sunnat, the founder of Dawat-e Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziyai, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and other published books, booklets, and DVDs of Maktabatul Madina, and sell them as well. Moreover, it is beneficial to persuade people to distribute booklets on joyful and sad occasions, such as weddings, memorial ceremonies for Isali Sawab, etc. And while they face hardships and trials, such as unemployment, childlessness, family problems, illnesses, etc. Number 12. Monthly targets of Madini Qafila, Madini In'amad, and different courses. Majlis responsible Islamic brothers of every level should set monthly targets of Madini Qafila, Madini In'amad. Madini In'amad and Madini Qafila course and Madini Tarbiyati course with the consent of their Nigrani Mashawarat. They should then strive to achieve those targets. Since the activities related to the Madini parables are of different types, Nigrani Majlis Madini Bihar, Pakistan should set a quarterly target of his Majlis and email the set target and its accomplishments to the concerned members of Shura. The procedures to appoint the responsible Islamic brothers. For weekly Ijtima level, the responsible Islamic brothers of the weekly Ijtima level and the Majlis Madini Bahare would be responsible. For the Kabina, the responsible Islamic brother would be the Kabina level responsible Islamic brother of Majlis Madini Bahare. Number 3, for the Kabinat level, the responsible Islamic brother will be from the Kabinat. Number 4, for the country level, the responsible Islamic brother will be from the Majlis Madini Bahare. One responsible Islamic brother would be appointed for every weekly Ijtima. On Kabina level, there will be a Kabina level responsible Islamic brother. Responsible Islamic brothers of Kabinat are the members of Majlis at Pakistan level. There will be 3 responsible Islamic brothers from the same Majlis, each responsible for any one of the following: the Madini In'amat, the Madini Qafila, and the performance evaluation. There will be a Majlis at national level in various countries under the supervision of Rukn Shura. A responsible Islamic brother of foreign countries should not give a responsibility to any Islamic brother without a consent of the concerned Rukn Shura. Remember, the consent of the concerned level Nigran is necessary for appointed members and a Nigran of any level. Amira Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Mul Aliyah. He likes to have a Madani Islamic brother in every Majlis. The dates of Madani Mashwara and Madani Pearls discussed. On the 1st and the 2nd, the Nigrani Kabina, Kabina level responsible Islamic brothers will be conducting the Madani Mashwara at Kabina level. And the attendees would be the responsible Islamic brothers of the weekly Ijtima. On the 2nd and the 3rd, the Nigrani Kabinat or Kabinat level responsible Islamic brothers on Kabinat level will be conducting the Madani Mashwara, and the attendees would be the Kabina level responsible Islamic brothers. On the 4th and 5th, those conducting Madani Mashwara would be the Rukn Shura or the Nigrani Majlis on country level, and the attendees would be the Kabinat level responsible Islamic brothers. And the Madani pearls discussed in these mashuras would be individual performance, schedule beforehand, and performance against previous schedule, appointments of responsible Islamic brothers, evaluation of progress and regress, targets of the next month, etc. Dates of Madani Mashwara and Madani pearls. On the 2nd, those conducting the Madani Mashwara will be the Nigrani Kabina or a Kabina level responsible Islamic brother on Kabina level. And the attendees would be the responsible Islamic brothers of every weekly Ijtima. On the 3rd, the Nigrani Kabinat or Kabinat level responsible Islamic brother will be conducting the Madani Mashwara on Kabinat level. And the attendees would be the Kabina level responsible Islamic brothers. On the 5th, those conducting the Madani Mashwara would be the Rukn Shura or Nigrani Majlis on country level, and the attendees would be the Kabinat level responsible Islamic brothers. In each and every case, the Madani pearls to be discussed are individual performance, schedule beforehand, and performance against previous schedule, appointments of responsible Islamic brothers, evaluation of progress and regress, targets of the next month, etc. Explanation. Rukn Shura or Nigran Majlis should conduct a Madine Mashwara of the Majlis every month at Pakistan level, 1 month online and the next face to face. The dates for submission of the performance details: on the 2nd, the Responsible Islamic Brothers of the Weekly Ijtima, on the 5th, the Kabina, the 6th, the Kabinat, and on the 7th, the country level. It is necessary to seek permission from the concerned Nigran for conducting Madani Mashwara of any level other than the level specified to avoid excessive Madani Mashwara. When the Responsible Islamic Brothers of a senior level conduct the Madani Mashwara of the Responsible Islamic Brothers of other levels, then their monthly Madani Mashwara will not be conducted in that month. Similarly, Responsible Islamic Brothers of departments will not conduct their monthly Madani Mashwara in the month in which Nigrani Kabina or Mushawarat conducts the Madani Mashwara of Islamic Responsible Brothers of the departments. It is beneficial to arrange the Madani Mashwara between the Islamic Brothers of departments and your Nigrani Mashawarats from time to time to strengthen and organize the Madani activities of departments. Responsible Islamic Brothers of Pakistan or foreign countries levels should email the performance details to Pakistan Intizami Kabina or Majlis Beruni Mulk Maktab and the concerned Rukni Shura up until the 7th of each Madani month. Remember, performance is not conditional on Madani Mashwara. Deliver the performance details to your Nigran on the specified date, even if, due to any reason, Madani Mashwara could not be carried out. Responsible Islamic Brothers should get the schedule of every month approved in advance by the 19th of the Madani month from his Nigran, Nigrani Mashawarat or Nigrani Majlis. Then he should inform them beforehand and act upon his schedule and deliver the performance details of the schedule to his Nigran, the Nigrani Mashawarat or the Nigrani Majlis, until the 3rd after the month ends. The Responsible Islamic Brothers of the department should perform the written work on a Tuesday with the consent of the concerned Nigran. Stay in contact with your concerned Nigrani Mashawarat. Keep him informed about your performance details and seek his advice regularly. The more you stay in contact with your Nigran, the more you would become stable in the Madani environment, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Organize Tarbiyati Ijtima of your Majlis from time to time with the consent of your concerned Rukni Shura and Nigrani Kabina, so that the senior Islamic brothers can recall the information they have been delivered earlier and the new Islamic brothers are trained. Keep it in mind that the concerned Rukni Shura or the Majlis Beruni Mulk can change these Madani pearls if they feel necessary. Responsible Islamic brothers should try to act upon the following points for the betterment of their worldly life and the hereafter. Keep on making efforts to seek further ulum. Study the books of Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, Bahari Shariat, Fatawa Radawiyah, Ihya Ul Ulum, etc. Make a habit to study regularly. Adopt the Madani appearance. This includes growing the hair in a Sunnah conforming style, crowning the beard by a light green turban imama, wearing a white kurta, having a gore up to the half of the shin in length according to the Sunnah, with the sleeves that have a width of a handspan, placing a prominent miswak in the front pocket near the heart, and keeping the trousers above the ankles. If there is also a white shawl over the head and a brown one, to observe veil upon veil, acting upon the Madani in Aramat, it would be absolutely brilliant. Participate practically in Madani activities. Spend at least 2 hours daily in carrying out Madani activities. For example, give at least 2 Islamic brothers individual Islamic counseling, persuading them to travel with the Madani kafilas and carry out Fikr-e-Madina personal accountability daily to act upon the Madani in Aramad. Moreover, roaming the area to call towards righteousness, Madrasatul Madina for adults, Madani Halqa after Salatul Fajr, and Sada'i Madina. Dars at a busy place, attending the weekly and other ijtima'at from the beginning up until the end. These are all Madani activities. Act upon Madani In'amat, carry out Fikr Madina daily, and submit the Madani In'amat booklet to your responsible Islamic brother every month in order to strive to reform your own self. In order to strive to reform the people of the entire world, keep on traveling with the Madani Qafila in accordance with the given schedule for 12 consecutive months, once in your lifetime, 1 month every 12 months, and at least 3 days every 30 days. Keep making efforts to become the friend, dear and beloved of Attar by carrying out Fikr-e Madina regularly. To achieve consistency, make it your routine to travel with a Madani Qafila for at least 3 days. Moreover, speak less using minimum words and converse through writing and sign language. Also, try to keep your gaze lowered. Study the Madani pearls yourself, received from the Madani Mashware of Markazi Majlis-e-Shura, Kabina, and your department, and have these Madani pearls delivered on time to all the concerned responsible Islamic brothers. Members of Majlis should watch Madani channel for at least 1 hour and 12 minutes daily whilst acting upon Madani In'am number 47. Moreover, it is a Madani request to watch other recorded Madani Mazakire and Madani channel programs regularly with full concentration along with watching the weekly live Madani Muzakara. Encourage people to visit the following websites: www.amireahlisunnat.net and www.dawateislami.net. Continue making efforts while meeting the Islamic brothers and carry out Madani activities to make them a murid, i.e. disciple, or a talib in the Qadiriyya, Radawiyya, Attariyya order through Amir Ahli Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri. Grant those Islamic brothers who become murid or a talib a certificate from Majlis Maktubat to Ta'wizat-e Attariyya. Also encourage them to purchase Shajara-e Qadiriyya, Radawiyya, Ziyaiyya, Attariyya, and persuade them into reading it daily. Act upon Madani In'am number 24 and 26 to carry out Madani activities with steadfastness. Madani In'am number 24, today, did you abide by the Markazi Majlis-e-Shura, Kabina, Mashwarats and the various majalis you are under within the stipulations of the Sharia? Madani In'am number 26. If some responsible brother or any common Islamic brother committed a wrongdoing and he needed to be rectified, did you attempt to rectify him in a polite manner, either in writing or by meeting him in person? Or, ma'azallah, did you commit the grave sin of backbiting by revealing it to someone else without any valid shar'i reason? However, the problem can be resolved according to the established organizational procedures if you don't have the courage to rectify or you failed in an attempt to do so. 22 Madani Pearls of Majlis Madani Bahari for Islamic Sisters. It is a saying of Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuh Mal'aliyah that 99.99% of Madani activities of Dawat-e-Islami are made possible by making individual efforts. Number 1. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, i.e. a Muslim's intention is better than his action. Therefore, every responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahare should keep on making the following intention by acting upon Madani In'am number 1 of the 63 Madani In'amat provided by Amir Ahlus Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali, that to please Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will carry out the Madani activities of Majlis Madani Bahare, a department of Dawat-e-Islami, according to the established procedures of Madani Markaz, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 2. It is the responsibility of Majlis Madini Bahare to write or get written, collect and deliver to Madini Markaz, according to its established procedures, the Madini parables of every associated responsible Islamic sister of Dawat-e-Islami, from Zaili Halqa to the Alami Majlis Mashawarat, different departments and their Zaili Majalis, teachers, heads, students, Madini staff, etc., of Jami'at Madrasatul Madina for Islamic sisters who have been influenced by the Madini environment and embraced it, as well as other faith-refreshing parables and blessings of the Madini activities. Number 3. All the responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Bahare should learn the Islamic teachings regarding bribery, relationship, rights of Muslims and mudahanat, i.e., not stopping an impermissible and a sinful act after observing it, despite having the power to do so, and acting lazily and cowardly in helping and supporting a religious matter, or remaining silent or not taking reasonable steps in a religious matter because of any worldly benefit. Studying the books and booklets of Maktabatul Madina is beneficial for this purpose. For example, number 4. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Bahare, Kabina level, should collect Madini parable forms from the following: Madini Tarbiyat Ga, Madrasatul Madina for Islamic sisters, Jami'atul Madina for Islamic sisters, Darul Madina for Islamic sisters. Responsible Islamic sisters of courses Majlis Kabina level, Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Rabita and Shu'bah Ta'aleem, Kabina level, stalls of Ta'weezat Attariya, etc. Responsible Islamic sisters of Madini Bahare are also responsible for the distribution and the selling of all the Madini booklets of Madini parables. This document exists in record file. Number 5. Make sure while collecting the Madini parable form that the personal information, i.e. contact number and address, etc., is mentioned completely. Have the form completed instantly in case it remains incomplete. If a Madini parable form is unavailable at a certain place, then get the Madini parable written on a plain paper according to the established procedure by Madini Markaz and submit it. Number 6. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Bahare Kabinat level should check the Madini parable forms of different departments collected from the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madini Bahare Kabina level. Get them completed instantly in case they remain incomplete, and email the forms before the 9th of every Madini month at the following email address: madini.bahare@dawateislami.net. Number 7. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Bahare area level should get the banners of Majlis Madini Bahare printed and display them at a noticeable place in all weekly sunnah-inspiring ijtima'at and tadbiyati halqe after seeking shara'i guidance. The following sentences should be printed on the Madini banners: Majlis Madini Bahare, Madini parable form is available. Fill in the form and submit it here. Responsible Islamic sisters of Madini Bahare Zaili level should set up the stall necessarily to distribute and collect Madini parable forms for 12 minutes after the weekly ijtima'at at the place where the banner is displayed. Madini Pearl number 8. Responsible Islamic sister of the Majlis Madini Bahare area level and the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Mashawarat of the area level should make combined efforts through making announcements in all weekly sunnah-inspired ijtima'at every week that those Islamic sisters who have witnessed any Madini parable related to weekly sunnah-inspiring ijtima, for example, the change of heart, offering salah regularly, etc., should submit their Madini parable to the responsible Islamic sister present near the banners of the Majlis Madini Bahare after the ijtima. Number 9. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Bahare of every level should make their subordinate responsible Islamic sisters fill in the Madini parable form in accordance with the Madini pearls mentioned on the form named Caution Required whilst writing Madini parables. Moreover, make the Islamic sister who experienced the Madani parable write it then and there. After asking her to make good intentions of publicizing Madani parables, or you write it yourself. These both forms exist in the record file. Madani Pearl number 10. The responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahari of every level should always keep the Madani parable forms and various booklets of Madani parables published by Maktabatul Madina with them, and as soon as they get a chance, they should tell the Madani benefits of any parable form. Read out Madani Pearls to the Islamic sisters on the topic of writing a Madani parable, and then encourage them to write one. Number 11. It is stated in a blessed hadith, give gifts to one another, for love for one another will increase. Having the intention of acting upon this hadith, the responsible Islamic sisters should personally, as much as possible, and with the contribution of generous Islamic sisters, keep on distributing the books of Shaykh Tariqat Amira Ahl Sunnat, founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Ziyai, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, and other published books, booklets, and DVDs of Maktabatul Madina, and sell them as well. Moreover, keep on persuading Islamic sisters into distributing booklets on joyful and sad occasions such as weddings, funerals, memorial ceremonies for Isa alayhi sawab, etc., and whilst they face hardships and trials such as unemployment, infertility, family problems and illnesses. Number 12. The procedure of appointing responsible Islamic sisters are appointed from Zaili Halqa to global level to carry out Madani activities of Majlis Madani Bahari. Only the responsible Islamic sister of Madani In'amat and Madrasatul Madina for Islamic sisters should be given a responsibility in the Madani Bahar department. Responsible Islamic sisters of every level of Majlis Madani Bahari should be obedient, sociable, loyal, having exemplary character, patient, well-mannered, sensible, extremely responsible, following the Shara'i Parda, avoiding personal friendships, and practicing the Madani In'amat, mirroring the Madani rules of Dawat-e-Islami, and she should be aware of the terminologies of Dawat-e-Islami, avoid commenting on political matters such as strikes and protests, etc., and be punctual in attending Madani Mashwara and Tadbiyati Halke. In short, she should be a role model for others by practically being involved in the Madani activities. An Islamic sister should not be appointed in any department at any level solely because her mahram or husband is a responsible Islamic brother of that department. Her capabilities for that particular Madani activity should be considered instead. The following Madani pearl was mentioned in the Madani Mashwara of Nigrani Shura on the 11th of May 2009. Responsibility of Madani Islamic activities should be assigned to the capable person possessing the Madani mindset. For the Zaili Halqa, the responsible Islamic sister would be any responsible Islamic sister of the Majlis Madani Bahari. Similarly, from the Halqa level, a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari in the Halqa level. For the area level, a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari area level. For the division level, a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari division level. For Kabina level, responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari Kabina level. For Kabinat level, a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari Kabinat level. For country level, a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari country level. And Alami level, a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari Alami level. Monthly targets. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahari of every level should set the monthly targets of Ta'wizat-e Attariya, Madani In'amat, and different courses after consulting with their responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Mashawarat. Then make tireless efforts to achieve those targets. Since the activities related to Madani parables are of different types the Pakistan level responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin should set a quarterly target of her Majlis and email the set target and its accomplishments to the concerned member of Alami Majlis Mashawarat, Monthly Madani Mashware and Madani Pearls. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin from Zaili to Alami level should conduct monthly Madani Mashware according to the following schedule. Number 1. The Islamic sister conducting the Madani Mashwara should be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin Halka level. The attendees would be the responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin Zaili level. And the Madani Pearls would include individual performance details, scheduled beforehand, and performance against previous schedule, evaluation of progress and regress, and targets of the next month. Number 2, the Islamic sister conducting the Madani Mashwara would be responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin Area level. The attendees would be responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin Halka level, and the Madani Pearls would be the same. Number 3, Islamic sister conducting the Madani Mashwara would be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin Division level. The attendees would be responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin Area level, and the Madani Pearls would be the same. Number 4, the Islamic sister conducting the Madani Mashwara would be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin Kabina level, and the attendees a responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin Division level. The Madani Pearls, the same. Number 5, the Islamic sister conducting the Madani Mashwara will be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin Kabinat level, and the attendees would be responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin Kabina level. The Madani Pearls would be the same. Number 6, the Islamic sister conducting Madani Mashwara would be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin country level, and the attendees would be responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin Kabinat level, and the Madani Pearls discussed would be the same. Number 7, the Islamic sister conducting Madani Mashwara would be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin countries level. The attendees would be responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin country level, and the Madani Pearls discussed would be the same. Number 8, the Islamic sister conducting Madani Mashwara would be a responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Baharin Alami level. The attendees would be responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin countries level, and the Madani Pearls discussed would be the same. It is necessary to seek permission from the responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Mashwara to conduct a Madani Mashwara for any level other than the level specified to avoid excessive Madani Mashwara. When a senior level responsible Islamic sister conducts the Madani Mashwara of responsible Islamic sisters of other levels, then their monthly Madani Mashwara will not be conducted in that month. Similarly, responsible Islamic sisters of departments will not conduct their monthly Madani Mashwara in the month in which the concerned responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Mashawarat conducts the Madani Mashwara of responsible Islamic sisters of departments. It would be beneficial to arrange Madani Mashwara between the Islamic sisters of departments and your Majlis Mashawarat from time to time to strengthen and organize the Madani activities of departments. Remember, performance is not conditional on Madani Mashwara. Deliver the performance details to your concerned responsible Islamic sister on the specified date, even if a Madani Mashwara could not be carried out due to any reason. The schedule and schedule beforehand of responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Baharin from Zaili to Alami level are mentioned in the Madani Pearls of Madani Inamat. Number 15. The responsible Islamic sisters of the Majlis Madani Baharin should submit their performance details before the following dates of the Madani month. The Zaili Halqa on the 1st, the Halqa on the 2nd, Area on the 3rd, Division on the 5th, Kabina on the 7th, Kabinat on the 9th, Country on the 11th, Countries on the 15th, and Alami on the 17th. The responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of Kabinat level should fill in the form of Kabinat performance of Majlis Madani Bahari Kabinat level on the 9th of every Madani month and submit it to the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of country level. She should also email it to the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani activities for Islamic sisters on Kabinat level. The responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of country level should fill in the form named Country Performance of Majlis Madani Bahari country level on the 11th of every Madani month and submit it to the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of country levels. She should also email it to the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani activities for Islamic sisters on country level. The responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of countries level should fill in the form named Countries Performance of Majlis Madani Bahari countries level before the 15th of every Madani month and email it to the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of Alami level. The responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of Alami level should collect performance details of Majlis Madani Bahari of their respective departments from the responsible Islamic sisters of Jamiatul Madina Lil Banat Alami level, Madrasatul Madina Lil Banat Alami level, Madrasatul Madina Online Lil Banat country level, and Darul Madina Lil Banat Alami level on the 15th of every month and email it to the responsible Islamic sister of Alami Majlis Mashawarat. Responsible Islamic sisters of the concerned departments have Alami performance details of Majlis Madani Bahari of Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina Online and Darul Madina. The responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari of Alami level should fill in the form named Alami Performance of Majlis Madani Bahari Alami level on the 17th of every Madani month and submit it to the responsible Islamic sister of Alami Majlis Mashawarat. She should also email it to the Majlis Madani activities for Islamic sisters, the concerned Rukni Shura. Performance details of Majlis Madani Bahari from Zeli to Alami level exist in the record file. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahari of every level should submit the performance details to their responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Mashawarat along with submitting it to the concerned department Mashawarat. Number 17. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahari from Zeli Halqa to Alami level should present Madani gifts such as booklets, books, or DVDs, etc. in monthly Madani Mashware to their subordinate responsible Islamic sisters to provide them with the encouragement on their good performance like attending Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima and Madani Mashwara regularly. Increase the number of Madani parables submitted and submitting the performance details every month on the specified date. Remember, it is not permitted to present gifts from the Madani donations. The Islamic sister presented with a gift in the form of a book or DVD should be asked to make intentions to read, listen, or watch those within a chosen number of days. Number 18. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahari from Zeli to Alami level should stay in contact with their responsible Islamic sister. Keep her informed about your performance details and seek her advice regularly. The more you stay in contact with your responsible Islamic sister, the more you will become stable in the Madani environment, inshallah. Azza wa Jal. Madani Pearl number 19. If there isn't any responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madani Bahari appointed in a Kabinat, then this Madani activity will be carried out by the responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Mashawarat. Number 20. Arrangements should be made by the responsible Islamic sisters of Madani Bahari from Zeli Halka to Alami level. according to the established organizational procedures, to make the newly appointed responsible Islamic sister in the department of Madani Bahare understand the Madani pearls of this department. Number 21. The responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahare from Zaili to Alami level should try to act upon the following points for the betterment of their worldly life and the hereafter. Keep on making efforts to seek Fardu Ulum, making a habit of studying the books of Amir-e Ahl-e Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, Bahari Shari'at, Fatawa Radawiyya, Ihya'ul Ulum, etc. regularly to acquire Fardu Ulum. Wear the Madani Burqa and avoid wearing attractive ones. Participate practically in Madani activities. Spend at least 2 hours daily in carrying out Madani activities. For example, attend the weekly Ijtima and Tarbiyati Halka from the beginning until the end. Act upon the Madani In'amat, carry out Fikr Madina daily, and submit the Madani In'amat booklet to your responsible Islamic sister every month in order to strive to reform your own souls. In order to strive to reform people of the entire world, keep on persuading your Muharim to travel with the Madani Kafilas in accordance with the given schedule, which is 12 consecutive months once in a lifetime, 30 consecutive days every 12 months, and at least 3 days every 30 days. Keep striving to become a Ajmeri, Baghdadi, Makki, and Madani daughter of Attar by carrying out Madani activities to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Moreover, speak less using minimum words and converse through writing and sign language. Also try to keep your gaze lowered. Study the Madani pearls yourself, received from the Madani Mashware of Markazi Majlisi Shura, Kabina and your department, and have these Madani pearls delivered on time to all the concerned responsible Islamic sisters. It is a Madani request to watch other recorded Madani Mazakiri regularly with full concentration, along with watching the weekly live Madani Mazakira. Kindly visit the following websites: www.amireahlisunnat.net and www.dawateislami.net. Continue making efforts whilst meeting the Islamic sisters and carry out Madani activities to make them a Marid or Talib in the Qadariya, Radawiya, Attariya order through Amir Ahl Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadari. Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah. Grant those Islamic sisters who become Marid or Talib a certificate from the Majlis, Maktubat or Ta'wizat-e Attariya. Also encourage them to purchase the Shajara Qadiriyya, Radawiyya, Ziyaiyya, Attariyya and persuade them into reading it daily. Act upon Madani In'am number 21 and number 24 to carry out Madani activities with steadfastness. Madani In'am number 21, today, did you abide by the Markazi Majlis Shura, Kabinat, Mashawarats and various Majalis you are under with the limits set by the Sharia? Madani In'am number 24. If some responsible Islamic sister or any common Islamic sister committed a wrongdoing that needs to be rectified, did you attempt to rectify her in a polite manner, either in writing or by meeting her in person? Or, ma'azallah, did you commit the grave sin of backbiting by revealing it to others without any shar'i reason? Number 22. It is a saying of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Thamad Barakatum Al Aliyah. Follow up is the essence of Madani activities. Demands of distribution of Madani activities. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahare from Zaili Halka to Alami level should note the Madani activities mentioned in Madani pearls for Majlis Madani Bahare in their diaries, or display them at a noticeable place so that they can act upon a Madani pearl on time. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madani Bahare from Halqa to Alami level should follow up every month the Madani Mashwara as to what extent those Madani pearls have been acted upon. If there are any weaknesses, inform the concerned responsible Islamic sisters accordingly and prepare a plan for the future. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Baharin, from Zaili to Alami level, should save the Madini pearls for Shobai Ta'aleem along with the record papers by placing them sequentially in a display file. Responsible Islamic sisters of Majlis Madini Baharin, from Zaili to Alami level, should save the filled-in schedules and filled-in performance forms of their subordinate responsible Islamic sisters by placing them sequentially in a display file. If you have any Madini Mashwara for Madini Pearls Majlis Madini Baharin, convey it to your responsible Islamic sister according to the established organizational procedure. If you face any issue related to Madini Pearls Majlis Madini Baharin, convey it to your responsible Islamic sister according to the established organizational procedure. The responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madini Baharin Kabina level, who is a Shari traveler, can explain Madini Pearls through telephonic mashwaras as well if necessary. Amendments may be made in these Madini pearls according to the situations and conditions that prevail in a particular country after seeking permission from the Nigran of that country's Kabina or responsible Islamic sister of Majlis Madini activities for Islamic sisters on Kabina level and the concerned Rukan, i.e. member of Alami Majlis Mashawarat. Write details and fill in this Madini parable form by reading it attentively. By the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you have embraced the Madini environment due to which you started offering Salah, Nawafil, observing fasts and adopted the Madini appearance, received blessings by virtue of a department of Dawat-e Islami. A Madini revolution occurred in your life, or you adorned your face and head with the beard and the imama. Either you or any relative of yours was miraculously cured. Any of your difficulties was overcome. Someone recited Kalima Tayyiba at the time of death, or he died in a good state. You saw a deceased in good state in your dream. You were given any glad tidings. You got rid of problems and difficulties through Tawizat-e Attariya, or you received any blessings by the virtue of Qadiriya Radawiya Attariya order or its shajara. If you were privileged to have any of the aforementioned blessings after reading the world famous book Fisani Sunnah or other books and booklets of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, listening to his live or recorded bayanat, speeches, meeting him personally or watching a DVD or the Madini channel, attending Sunnah inspiring ijtima'at, be that weekly, provincial level and international level, or ijtima'i zikranat, be that the 11th of Rabi Thani, Milad, Laylatul Mi'raj, Laylatul Barat, Laylatul Qadr, or collective i'tikaf, be that 30 days or 10 days, receiving the blessing of acting upon the Madini in'amat, travelling with the Madini qafile, being inspired by any Madini activity of Dawat-e Islami, giving individual Islamic counseling, dars of Fizan-e Sunnat, or every visit to call towards righteousness, or Madrasatul Madina for adults, etc., then kindly fill in this form whilst intending to persuade others. The form includes the name and the father's name, the age, the name of the spiritual guide, the mailing address, the phone number, the email address, name of the revolutional cassette or booklet, the date, month and year of reading, listening to, or occurrence of an event, for how many days did you travel with the Madini Qafila, and the current organizational responsibility. Write shortly and implicitly about the evil deeds, for example, following a fashionable life, leaving Salah and the fast of Ramadan, telling lies, committing backbiting, etc. That you gave up by the blessings of the aforementioned causes, with the attention of making others learn a lesson from it. Also write the karamats and other faith-refreshing parables related to Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, along with their dates and localities, and send it to the following address: Shu'ba Madini Bahari, Alami Madini Markaz, Fizani Madina Mohalla Soda Garan, Purani Sabzi Mandi, Babul Madina, Karachi. or email them on madini.bahari@dawateislami.net and bestow a great favor upon us. Write the feelings you experience during your Madini revolution, but refrain from telling lies and false exaggeration, as telling lies is impermissible and a sin that leads towards the fire of hell. We will publicize your Madini parable if possible, after making the required amendments. Your Madini parable might become a means of persuasion for others. Write your Madini parable keeping in mind the Madini aim of Dawat-e-Islami, i.e., I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world with good intentions and submit it to become deserving of blessings in both the worlds. The following are some intentions you can make to earn great reward. The intentions one can make whilst writing the Madini parables. I will call people towards righteousness through my Madini parable, as Madini parables are a means of calling people towards righteousness. I will mention my previous sins, of which I have sincerely repented, regretfully and remorsefully, to make other Muslims learn a lesson, to hate sins and convince them to repent. Telling people about the positive change that occurred in my life will become a means of persuasion for them to repent. And I will publicize the blessings of the Madini environment, which is one of the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will mention my virtuous deeds solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to express Allah Azza wa Jal's favors, refraining from desire for fame and prestige, from fear of being deprived of this positive change and considering Allah Azza wa Jal's secret plans. My Madini parable will become a means of persuasion for others to carry out Madini activities of Dawat-e-Islami. For example, Madini Channel, Madini Mazakara, Madini Qafila, Dars of Fizan Sunnah, Sunnah inspiring reformative speeches, etc. I will take into account the caution required to write Madini parables whilst writing it. Writing Madini parables and having them written is an important activity. Therefore, it is imperative to consider many things. Otherwise, there is a great chance of committing sins and telling lies in case of negligence. Therefore, following are some points that should be taken into consideration. Precautions required while writing Madini parables. To express your previous sins exaggeratedly. For example, if a person who watched a film once or twice a week states that I could not sleep unless I watched a film. To commit backbiting of a particular person, like the mother, father, the brother, a sister, etc. For example, do not say that my father used to beat me or my mother used to verbally abuse me. Instead, say that some of my family members showed aggressive behavior towards me, or my father showed aggressive behavior in the early days, but his behavior has changed when he understood the Madini environment of Dawat-e-Islami. To refrain from making false accusations against somebody, mentioning your family problems unnecessarily, and mentioning anything that is unnecessary. To refrain as far as possible from mentioning those methods or sins that may persuade others to commit them. For example, do not say that I listen to the songs of so-and-so singer with great interest, or his velvety voice used to make me cry, or I became addicted to drugs that soothed my pain caused by immense love of somebody, or I went to so-and-so shopping center where DVDs of movies are sold cheap, or there is a bar at the end of so-and-so street where a man died in an accident. Carefully refrain from using obscene words such as fornication, etc. Instead, use alternatives like I had adopted dirty habits or I was involved in moral evils. It is necessary to refrain from mentioning your virtuous deeds exaggeratedly, or presenting yourself to be superior to another person, or praising your own self without any valid intention. Instead, consider this positive change to be a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal rather than your own marvel. Even after great achievements and making enormous religious efforts, make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for the acceptance of these virtuous deeds, fearing Him and His secret plans, and be humble in all circumstances. Make the intention of expressing Allah Azza wa Jal's favors to protect yourself from the harmful effects of pretentiousness and desire for fame whenever you mention any acquired worldly or Islamic status or responsibility or Allah Azza wa Jal's favor. You also get associated with the Madani environment. It is a fact that the company a person keeps has a considerable impact. A person is inevitably influenced by his friends' habits, the manners and beliefs. A pious person is referred to as a perfumer in a hadith, as his company affects his surroundings even if nothing is purchased from him. On the other hand, a bad person is like a furnace operator, as he involuntarily inhales the purchased smoke even if he saves himself from its blackness. In this era, when people hold corrupt beliefs and do not hesitate in committing sins, the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, spreading the knowledge of Sunnah, is certainly a blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. By being trained in the Madani environment, a person spends his life in accordance with the Sunnah in such a way that people start liking him, and his sunnah-complying character inspires them to reform themselves. After living peacefully, he departs this life with such honor that people have a desire to die in the same state. You also get associated with the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political movement for the Qur'an and the Sunnah. Make it your routine to attend the weekly Sunnah-inspiring ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Make it a habit to travel in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal with the Madani Qafilas and acting upon the Madani In'amat gifted to us by Shaykh-i Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. And inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you too will receive the blessings in both the worlds. Madani Advice. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, Shaykh-i Tariqat, Amir Ahl Sunnat, Allama Mawlana, Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadiri Radawi.